USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial is now in the hands of the jury. Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner on Monday ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes following multiple strokes after the occupation on the Capitol, a finding that will make it hard for prosecutors to charge anyone with his murder. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday passed legislation that will allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies in states where it's legal, a step towards removing what analysts say is a barrier to development of the industry. Lawmakers voted 321 to 101 to approve the bill and send it to the Senate. Former Vice President Walter Mondale died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the age of 93. Fritz won the 1984 Democratic nomination for President of the United States and chose New York Representative Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. On Election Day, he carried only his home state and the District of Columbia. The electoral vote was 523 to 13 for President Reagan. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump says what we can expect from the President Biden policy at the border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving office, former President Donald Trump criticized his successor for changing his immigration policies, leading to the current humanitarian crisis on the border.
It's a horrible situation. It could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers, and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in because that's pouring in right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate you being there. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Sportscaster Joe Buck is the next guest host on Jeopardy. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts, serving two-week stints since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November.
Jeopardy! Has been on the air since 1964 and has over 8,000 shows to its credit. As expected, Ingenuity, the helicopter Perseverance, flew to Mars, completed a successful test flight from the Jezero crater, and achieved an altitude of about 10 feet before touching down 40 seconds later. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory explains the differences between flying on Earth compared to Mars.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has. That our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.